I never was a confirmed bachelor, but when I met my wife-to-be, I began to examine the subtle changes in my thinking and my actions as I embraced my upcoming marriage. A marriage state of mind. Today I found my hand around a spoon, around a pan, around a stove, darn near laughed myself to death. I cooked a meal at home to save some money, and the thought of it just made me smile and gently took my breath. I'm making me some changes for reasons understood but undefined. Take one converted bachelor, preparing for a marriage state of mind. It's reported he's been seen around some banks and filling out deposit slips. And phrases like pay off the bills and save a buck have really crossed his lips. Why, just yesterday he caught himself tip his favorite waitress just a dime. And it's funny all the little things that ease one toward a married state of mind. I guess some fellas never really think about the changes they go through. Hey, the mental alterations are amazing, though I've mentioned just a few. I'm lucky in that songs about my life and me are simple things to rhyme, for I find a pleasant feeling in composing on a married state of mind.
The last gem you just listened to by Phil was entitled A Married State of Mind. I love the opera, the musical called Les Misérables. And in Les Misérables, there's a love story between Marius and Cosette. And the song, in the song, there are these lyrics. And falling in love, he says, I am lost. And she says, I am found. And that reminds me of love between a man and a woman. To a woman, and hope I'm not being over too general, but to most women, they feel lost. They feel found, and men, we get lost. So this understanding of getting into a married state of mind, Phil, I think that's a brilliant way for half of us guys understand. We got to get there, but women are already there. I love your thoughts. Phil Gross has written poetry and turned them into songs since he was about 19 years old. Many people write in diaries or journals. Poetry and songs are his journals, documenting his life, strife, loves, and the passing of his years.